From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands rally in London and other cities calling for more liberal policies toward migrants in Europe. Rallies engulf the continent over the crisis, where more than 500,000 migrants and refugees have been reported to be seeking asylum. Tens of thousands of people filled central London to protest the British government's position on the escalating refugee crisis. Human rights activists, politicians, and performers marched to Parliament Square in solidarity with the refugees who were trying to escape armed conflicts, especially in the Middle East. Milica Pesic is the director of the Media Diversity Institute.
And I just think it's a shame, horrible shame, that this government, which is one of the richest governments and countries in the world, is not understanding really what's happening to the people.
A crowd of about 30,000 people rallied in Copenhagen, Denmark, Saturday in favor of taking in refugees. In Stockholm, Sweden, around 1,000 people gathered in a show of support. But about 5,000 people joined a protest against migrants, in Warsaw, Poland, as the government has opposed fixed refugee quotas that are proposed by the EU. Saudi Arabian officials have pledged that this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead, despite a crane collapse that killed 107 people and injured more than 230 at the Grand Mosque in Mecca Friday. The huge crane crashed through the ceiling of the building as worshippers gathered for prayers just days ahead of the annual pilgrimage to one of Islam's holiest sites. The head of Saudi Arabia's Civil Defense Authority has said that high winds during a storm caused the disaster. This is VOA News.